and gives this person acknowledgement from the society. It is large in size, but it is not beautified with sincerity. Not beautified with sincerity. On the day of judgment, that amal will be very, very small. Because the thing that increases the size of the amal is the ikhlas. So the second thing the Prophet of Allah says, فَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا وَعَمِلَهَا. If a person makes the intention and then practices it, this is the intention. كَتَبَهَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتٍ. Then the minimum reward of that one amal is 10, and it can be multiplied to 700 and many more times as much. What does Allah say further in this hadith Qudsi? وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ. A person was deceived. He fell down for a split moment. There was temptation. There was a crave. There was a push from inside. He fell down. Spiritually, he fell down. He made the intention that I am going to commit the crime. وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ. He made the firm intention that I am going to commit the crime. فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا. Then he stood up from that position. He realized that he should not follow this intention, because this is unlawful. Due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he keeps away from fulfilling that intention. Look at the reward Allah gives based upon the intention. كَتَبَهَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. Allah Rabbul Izzat gives him one complete reward. What is the reward for? That he kept away from evil. This is the karam, the raham of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the mercy of Allah, that Allah Rabbul Izzat should have said that, alright, put one sin in his account, because he has made the intention, it's a firm intention. But no, it was not backed up with action, so this person will not be punished for that. But because he kept away from that intention, he did not back that intention up due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Rabbul Izzat says, this is an effort in itself. It is an internal battle. He's fighting within. He's trying to suppress his nafsi ammara, the rebellious desire. He's trying to push out, kick out the Satan and the whispering of the Satan. So he'll be rewarded for that. فَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا وَعَمِلَهَا. And if he makes the intention, that is a bad intention, and then he follows it up with a practice. أَعَذَنَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Allah protect us. كَتَبَهَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً لَيْسَ كَامِلَةً فِي الْحَدِيثِ بَلْ وَاحِدَةً. Then only one sin will be put into his record book. This is the power of intention. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahumullah, a great muhaddith, he says, and this is, we have to learn from this, the wisdom, the farasa, the hikmah, the danai of the profound personalities leaves a great legacy behind. And we learn from the sayings and the quotations of the buzurgs, of the awliya, the sulaha. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak indeed is one of the great, profound, well-known personalities of Islam. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahumullah, says that there can be a person holding the kiswa. Holding the kiswa. And we know the kiswa is the cloth, the black cloth that covers the Kaaba. He can be holding the kiswa right in front of the door, the multazam. He can be holding the kiswa, making dua. But he may have riya. He's a person, for example, the words that have been used in the quotation and in the story of Abdullah ibn Mubarak is Khurasa. But we will use Brisbane. A person from Brisbane can be holding the cloth, the kiswa, making dua, weeping, crying. But he may be deprived of ikhlas. Even at that time, he can be deprived of ikhlas. And that amal can be for riya. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak further says that if this person is making dua, and then he thinks that I wish that my brother of Brisbane was here and he could see how I was crying. I wish that my brother or my sister that is in Brisbane could be here and see how I'm crying and pouring out. that amal will be deprived of ikhlas. Many a times we see, the person will say, did you go to Hajj? He says, yes, I've been to Hajj. And then this person will say, when I went to Hajj, I experienced this discomfort in Muzdalifah, in Mina. And the person will reply, when I went the third time to Hajj, I experienced the same thing. Why did he say the third time? It happens many a times. Why did he say the third time? He should have said, when I went to Hajj, yes, this happened to me as well. But saying the third time indicates that he wants the person to know that I've been to Hajj three times, or at least three times. This can decrease the acceptance of the Hajj, because the amal of Hajj has been contaminated with the riya. Contaminated with riya. That's why the ulama in the past, I've read many books, they used to fast every second day, alternative day. Like, and this is the pattern of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Now if a person is fast every second day, he's going to become weak and feeble, and sometimes his lips will become dry, and when he walks outside, people may think that he has not drank water and he's in the state of fasting. So what the ulama used to do, Imam Sufyan al-Sawri, Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahimahumullah, when they used to walk out, just before they used to leave house, they used to put oil on their lips, like they've just had a very, very healthy meal. They used to place oil on their lips and walk outside. Now the people that are looking, they don't even know that this person has fasted. Unhone socha ki is aadmi ne to ek pura murga bhi khaya, that he just ate one full chicken and he's walking outside. This is ikhlas. And I will conclude, and inshallah we'll talk about this in the coming weeks. We have heard the name of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an. In his biography I have read that he fought 313 battles against Islam and for Islam, but never lost. Even the battle that he fought against Islam, he did not lose in that. 313 battles, Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala an. And it had become a concept in the Muslim world that if Khalid bin Walid is the commander of chief, Muslims cannot lose. So for some time the Muslims, they put more trust in Khalid bin Walid, or more faith in Khalid bin Walid. This was the understanding of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat. They used to attribute success with the Khalid bin Walid. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala could feel that this was a problem. So he sent one person to Khalid bin Walid with a message. And what the message read was that from now on, from this day onwards, you receive this letter from the Khalifa, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. You will have to give up this rank. You're not the commander in chief. Now you have two options. You can return back to Madinatul Munawwara, or you can be as a normal soldier under the leadership of this person that is bringing the message. Now think about it. Islam has spread in the world. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, wherever he goes, people come to give him salam, to see this great personality. That wherever he walks, Allah Rabbul Izzat brings victory right behind him. Awbakat, itni awbakat. And suddenly he's stripped of that status. Two options, back to Medina or become a normal soldier. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala said, I would like to serve as a normal soldier. So after some time, some people approached Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and they said, why did you go back to Medina to Munawwara? This was unfair. You know, people that like to cause fragmentation and discord and na ittifaqi in the community, they came and they said, why didn't you go back to Madinatul Munawwar? And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, no, what for? I served as a commander-in-chief for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And I will serve as a soldier for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the same thing remains there. The same thing remains there. That is the rida of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I fight for the rida of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I fight as a commander of chief for the rida of Allah. And I fight as a noble soldier for the rida of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Rabbul Izzat give us tawfiq to acquire the third step and beautify our a'mal with ikhlas and niyyah. Allah Rabbul Izzat remove riya from our life. And Allah Rabbul Izzat give us the inner strength to fulfill His commands. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.